Punk and the Schooner, no Ice Punk.
Number 39 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Who are you, Gene?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, what's up? This is show number 39. Noise Punk and Das Crooner. We got a very special guest up here.
We always say that, but you know.
Charles.
What?
You see me talking?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, sir.
So we got a really nice, we got a special guest, a nice, good guest. His name is Gene McBride. Gene, say hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
All right, he said hello.
That was really nice, Gene. Thank you for saying hello. Okay, and that was show number 39.
Yeah, there you go.
And that was show number 39.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Have a good night.
It's been a great
gig, man. Thank you so much.
Good night. Anyway, Gene, I've known Gene for a while. I don't know for how long, but I remember Gene once, he even said that he was at a show of mine in the early 90s. I remember he once said, I'm like, wow, we've known each other forever.
What it was is you were doing something, and I'm trying to remember the artist, and you did music at the show.
Yeah.
This was in somewhere in Soho.
Yeah, Kostabi World. Said, I used to,
yeah,
yes,
Kostabi,
yes, yes.
Right, Kostabi. Yeah, that was very interesting.
So we've known each other for a long time, and Gene is the composer.
Well, you did arrangements, and I was wowed. I said, who is this? And it's the first time I saw your name.
Oh, really?
It amazed me, and I've been following what you do, man.
Oh, great.
Right.
And I've been following you, and you've been doing the Circle Composer Circle thing. We're gonna talk about that. But I think, you know, first, Gene, and by way of you introducing ourselves, Charles Coleman, the Schooner, is gonna ask you a very important question.
Well, it's always a question I ask at the top of the program. What made you start writing in the first place?
That's a great question, and this is coming from a man who really sings well. As a matter of fact, he sung a song of mine.
I did,
and I don't have closer. I got to get closer to mine.
Yes.
And that CD I made from that concert, we could play that tonight. That'd be a kick to have you on.
Yeah. Oh, you sang a song of us?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think I gave them away to people, you know. I think I did that. So I have to get it back and get to make a copy.
That's good.
I have that song on a CD. Somebody else doing it, but not your wonderful performance. But
you know, perfection. Well, go ahead. Anyway,
talking to the mic,
Charles. I talk too much.
You know, what made you become a composer? That's the big question.
Oh, geez, why? Do you know Richard Russell?
Nope.
Not sure. No.
He's one of the members of NYCC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Richard did we meet once a month. And at these meetings, composers, we listen to each other's work, comment on it, blah, blah, blah. And he did a presentation. It was the first question that has been on my mind since he said, and that was, why did you become a composer? Why?
Oh, just reverse it, will you? So,
I can only say that I remember there's a piece of music that I wrote when I was like about 7 years old. It was called the Ear-Breaking Symphony.
Uh-huh.
It was one page of childish scrawl that was probably a good name for it.
Right.
You know, now that's the first instance of actually looking at notation that I had done. But the history of my musical life is very long.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Oh, gosh. What was that?
That was you.
That was, I know, something happened with my mic. All right.
It's because you're an idiot.
God damn it.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to listen in here.
Yes.
Exactly
what would you like to talk
about here. So let me have some music.
Why don't you make a choice? I've been looking at all this, and I made a list here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to start with.
Oh, well.
What do you want to start with? Something.
How about something small? Small, or.
Like Charles' penis.
All right, then.
Shut up!
Let me. Imbrication. Imbrication.
Okay.
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 Now, this is.
Now, what is this for?
Here, this is piano solo.
Okay.
It's dedicated to the person who where this. In 2004, we did an American concert. The other composer on the program is Jerome Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
I dedicated this piano piece to him. I think it would be a nice way to start this. Anyway,
okay.
Imbrication is track number 9.
All right. Well, that's okay. We'll show it no matter what track it's on. Imbrication by our guest Eugene McBride here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Yes, indeed. Imbrication number 1 for solo piano by our guest Eugene McBride. That was a live performance, as you noticed there, featuring pianist Kyung Yu here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Das who?
Das who?
Das Procreator?
Yeah, Das Procreator. Yeah, right, that's what
cool.
I am.
That was a hot piece, man. That was a hot song on a piano. Yeah.
You think it ends in C minor, but no, he brings it back to major, courtesy of that E natural that goes up from the E flat.
Hey, Charles, why don't you shut the fuck up?
It seems that Tierce Picardy is still in fashion.
Yes, okay.
At least it was then.
Yeah, it still works now, I guess. Yep, yeah. Great. What would you like to play for us next?
Well, this is an opera that's in progress. I made this particular CD using Sibelius sounds, did the orchestration, and some singers came in. And the singers...
Somewhere.
Let me see. I have to. I know who they are. I just want to. Let's see. Rav Shaka is Demetra Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Joseph is Seth Gilman.
First of all, what's the name of the opera?
On Burning Ground. This is based on a book by Michael Skakin.
Okay.
It's memoirs of his father. His father was in Poland when the Jews came in. And when the Jews had to go out.
They invaded Poland. Oh, killed all the Nazis.
I knew it. It's a roast.
Yeah.
It's a roast.
Here
we go.
Okay.
I knew I'd mess up. Yeah. Anyway, Seth Gilman is Joseph. He's the protagonist in it. Schleimke and Avramel are two characters, and Ricardo Rivera is singing that. There's another singer on here. who was doing Rivke that would rather not have her name announced.
Okay.
She doesn't want to be associated with this terrible piece of music.
Okay.
Oh,
no,
really?
Actually, no, no. That's funny. Actually, she's a wonderful, wonderful singer. There was a misunderstanding in the reading, and she had to sight read basically a part in
right.
it. Anyway, this and there were the circumstances, you know how it is with recording. Okay, in my home, da 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 da. All right, so it's their balances in the recording are off. There's some stuff that happened because there was no time to get this done in time. You know, blah, blah, you know how that is.
Right, right.
Anyway, she's a wonderful, wonderful singer, and I think that she should be proud for what she did on the record.
All right.
Know, because, enough said, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm debating, there's four songs, really, and a prelude.
Okay, how long? You want to play them all, or no?
The whole thing goes about 20 minutes. That's a long time.
Well, let's do half of it. How about yeah. first half?
All right, the opening starts off in its ballet.
Okay.
All right, so I think modern dance or some kind of dance that goes on for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's music for that. And the scene is that the people are walking in the streets in Poland. Nowogródek is where it is. And they're walking back and forth, and there's interactions between citizens and soldiers, the Nazi soldiers.
Right.
So these interactions happen with the occurrences that happen in the music. So it'll be up to a choreographer to decide what's
right.
going to happen, when, where. I'm not going to dictate that. All right. Mm. That goes on for 5 minutes. And then narration, which I did on this recording. I don't have to, and then we'll play. When that's done, we'll play another section.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to decide which would be best.
Well, we'll let them know at the end.
Let's start it off.
All right, all right, get it going.
And the name of the opera again?
On Burning Ground.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner, Eugene McBride, our guest.
Check it out.
Thank you. My name is Joseph. I am a Jew. This is my story. Today is the first Friday in December. The year is 1941. A Sabbath meal is being prepared in the home of my Aunt Rivke and my Uncle Schloimke. I live with them now. You see, our home was... I'm getting ahead of myself. More about that later. We live in Poland, Nowogródek, Poland. It is now an occupied state, occupied by the Nazis. Once, life was easy here in Nowogródek, but no more. I work for a Nazi officer, the Ork's commandant. Not by choice do I work there, mind you, but by order. We Jews have little power to control our own lives. The Nazis tell us what to do. I'm looking forward to being with my family tonight, especially being with Laser and Melech. They're my cousins. What fun we have together. Soon I will leave work and enjoy a Sabbath meal with my family.
Thank you.
The opera On Burning Ground by our guest Eugene McBride here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. That was the prelude and act one, scene four, with various ensembles. An opera in progress here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Yeah, that was quite nice. Very melodic. Had a little Wagnerian edge to it, no?
Would you say that?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Charles, would you say that? Am I off?
No, I wouldn't say Wagnerian, especially since he's Jewish. But anyway.
Come on, it's all about Nazis. It's all Wagnerian.
Yeah.
You're Jewish? McBride?
He's Jewish.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were, you narrated the prelude. You really sounded Jewish.
Oh, this is my other side.
So you fooled me. You're an actor.
I am.
All right, then.
Are we not all?
Also, I'm an idiot. I don't know if you noticed that, but anyway.
Yeah, and he's
the club.
Thank you very much.
He's not acting either.
Anyway, next piece we'd like to present. We noticed you have an orchestral work entitled Four for Orchestra. You want to explain this work?
Well, it's four movements, and
it's in four four.
So it's really one movement because I haven't gotten around to the other three.
Mm-hmm.
I had to write this in a hurry because. It was, I don't want to get into the whole story about it. But so I had to come up with 4 minutes of music and very little time to do it. So that's the result.
And what's great, I noticed, I was looking at this record.
Let me correct something.
Yes.
On the program notes, they in the album, they specified that it was about a 12-tone roll, because it's really a 12-tone composition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The only thing is there are some elements that are not of the roll, okay, in it, but... The main line is that. Now, the words in the liner notes specify just the opposite. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake.
Oops.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. But anyway.
What's interesting? This is a recording featuring the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by yourself. How was that like, doing that?
That was a wonderful experience. It was really a great thing, man. I was so scared. I was so nervous. You know, because the conductor did not show up for the recording session, the musicians were getting
what?
On stage.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and it's one thing to write a piece, and I hadn't looked at the piece in a while because I had to take it, you know, whatever. And when you study a score from a conductor's point of view, it's a different study than picking up a, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can say a lot more, but I think let's go ahead.
All right.
So what happened? Well, I don't want to get into that. That's a little bit personal.
Oh, okay.
I won't even mention his name. He's an American
conductor.
Whoever. Yeah, yeah. Joe. But no, it wasn't Joe. What do we think?
So
what happened was I was doing the recording session, and because of my nervousness and going over the piece and really reading it in a long time, I took tempi very slow. We went a slow read through, and then we started a recording, and I did a number of stops on it because I heard things that maybe I didn't want to hear, whatever. And I heard things with the orchestra cello. I remember there was a part of it where a cellist played, man, and I thought, my God, now that's playing. That's making music, that part, you know, when he did that. And I was just really getting into it and settling down and feeling comfortable with it. And they said, we have another conductor. A conductor came in, and the conductor arrived. I could say more about that, but I won't say more about that. And it wasn't the original conductor, but it was someone in the orchestra that was the conductor. He was a string player. And he finished up the recording session.
Oh.
So you conducted half of the piece?
I think that he would have done a lot faster. It takes a lot of time to do a recording if you want to get it right, you know, perfect. You know, it's tough. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So this is the piece.
Let's hear the piece.
This is 4-4 Orchestra by our guest, Eugene McBride, here on Noise, Punk, and Das Kruner.
Thank you.
4 for orchestra by our guest Eugene McBride here on Neues Punk and Das Kruner. The four, the many distinguishing factors of the titles, the fact that it's in 4-4. What also? The fact that the piece is approximately 4 minutes long and that it's in four different movements, even they're all even though they're all connected together, but that's why it's called 4-4 Orchestra. That was the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by the composer himself. It's a recording on the MMC Recordings label.
All right, Charles, that was a mouthful.
That's right.
You must be tired.
Oh, yeah.
You've done good.
All right, then.
Now kiss my aunt. That was a really colorful piece. It was beautiful, actually.
Thank
that was
you
great,
so much.
Man. Yeah, there's a lot of color, a lot of good orchestration, no doubt.
Great, thank you very much.
They sonically did a good job there as far as the sonics and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the recording.
Yeah, they did. I think the recording is decent. I think it really, yeah.
Also, a lot of your Eastern European orchestras, like this, like the Slovak, they have an affinity for doing a lot of new music. It's a big thing out there, and they're cheaper than any orchestra anywhere in the United States of America.
Yeah, well, I guess that depends on the group of people you can find to play your music.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. A lot of us, we all go to Europe, to Eastern Europe.
That's true, I know, of course. And unfortunately, finances dictate our lives, doesn't it, to a large extent. But they have great orchestras over there. This orchestra that played this is a wonderful, wonderful group of players.
There you go. Next piece, we thought we'd go to the more chamber ensemble aspect. This is a work called The Young Sleep, featuring baritone voice, violin, cello, and piano. You want to tell us about this work?
Ilse Gilbert is the poet. She's written libretti, and she has... Anyway, she and I are friends, and she asked me if I would write some music, set a poem called The Young Sleep of hers. And it was very poignant because it's about the death of the young, which is a tragedy, and it's very, very difficult. So there was a bit of emotional stuff that went on with this. I have two sons, and they were, Jesse and Evan, how you doing, guys?
Hey!
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, boys?
Sorry for the constant cursing.
Anyway, they're hardly young, 21 and 18.
Oh, never mind.
So they,
fuck
you.
Fuck it.
But anyway, so I came up with this piece, and, I hope Anthony Turner is the baritone, Laurie Miller is on violin, Joanne Lynn is on cello, and Mimi Sternwolf is on piano. Mimi Sternwolf, Downtown Music Productions, woman of renown, and a jewel of a lady. Yeah. Anyway, they did a nice job with this.
Did this relate at all to Mahler for you? Did you study the Mahler's death song?
No, I got my own view of death now.
All right.
I got my own view of dead children.
Ooh. Nerve hits, party of four.
When Charles wrote that piece about dead children, it was sexual.
You know, that's not funny.
That's terrible.
That's not funny.
That's awful.
You're an idiot.
I had a friend that believed everything was sexual.
Everything
was sexual.
Even pedophilia and necrophilia, like Charles had.
Shut up!
He's a necrophile.
In the words of a famous cartoon character, shut up! All right, The Young Sleep by our guest Eugene McBride, featuring baritone, violin, cello, and piano here on Neues Punk and Das Kruner.
Charles, put your pants back on. Just
shut up!
Oh,
to the deep, searching for beauty in the dark sea. Thank you.
eyes open to measure the world unfolding as the world yields up secrets to
Yes, indeed. A live performance in December 13th of 2007 of The Young Sleep, a composition by our guest Eugene McBride. We heard Anthony Turner, baritone, violinist Laurie Miller, cellist Joanne Lynn, and of course pianist Mimi Stern-Wolf here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. What? Are we having fun yet? Gene is hitting his sound effects like a baby, and he has no idea what they... Yeah, crap. Are you crashing into a wall, or are you having a meltdown? Gene, and now, by the way, he's looking up in the sky like some patient in an asylum. And yes, and he's fascinated. He's discovering sound effects that he didn't know he had. At least he thought he did. Gene, don't make me get the tranquilizer gun.
And now back to our show. That was a sound effect portion of the program.
Yeah.
Gene, that was a beautiful song.
Oh, that was a beautiful... What you just played, you mean?
No, your song. My song was void of beauty.
That was beautiful sound effects. You did a nice job.
I was trying to be the opposite of your song, void of beauty.
Thank
and that
you.
Was go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Anthony, Laurie, Joanne, and Mimi for that performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for talking about dead kids.
I see. I knew it. I knew we'd get around to this. All right.
There's one drowning in the river.
Drowning.
Come back. Swim.
What else?
Go to the light. No, not that light. Innuendo. Party of five.
And I just
now four.
Was that the New York Composers Circle concert?
Yeah, the New York Composers Circle, the group of composers that meet once a month. We listen to each other's music, have seminars, performances, different kinds of things on Sundays.
They'd invite you, Charles, but you have to be a composer.
All right.
You got to be a composer. I'm trying to get these guys to be performer members because they both could do it.
I've been wanting to come to it, but it's always something. Like the next concert I see is on my son's birthday. It's always a Sunday. It's like, Sunday's a weird day. But I did because Joseph Pearson always says, Gene, come down. We're having him. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, Joe's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. He's good
let's,
people.
Let's put that in there for him.
Yeah, Joe is good.
Yay, Joe.
All right, so... All right.
Let's hear some music.
Let's go. We were looking at your six movements for strings and piano. Again, a live performance. Tell us about this piece.
All right. Let me see. What it is. Okay, there's a prelude. There's a Breathless in New York. So it's slow, fast, something else. Waltz, which is kind of like a waltz, kind of medium. Then Mysterious Night, which is kind of slow. And then Brief but Intense, which is fast, and Epilogue, which is slow. That's the six of them. Right. And do you want to read the... I'll take the
name.
You want to do the names?
Okay, of course I do the names. Oh, yeah. Oh, great. I want to mention these names. Oh, God. Anna Milosevic.
Milosevic.
Thank you. Arash Amini. That was the violinist I just said there. Arash Amini.
Yeah, that's Joey, also known as Joey.
At the cello, and then the other cellist is Dilana Momichilova.
Dilana Momichilova.
Where'd you have this performed? Transylvania?
It's a Merkin Hall concert, actually.
Sorry.
And the pianist, Kyung Ah Yu.
That's correct. Wonderful musicians all. Yeah.
Yes. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. What are you doing?
Sorry.
He's a composer. He has always got to be composer.
I have to write something.
Well, so am I. Hello. Anyway.
Okay.
Noise here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
6 movements for strings and piano, a live performance, music of our guest Eugene McBride. That was a variety of musicians performing that work in a live concert in 2004.
You just can't pronounce it.
Yeah. Well, if you had to point that out on air, you moron. But anyway, that is Gene trying to shoot me, but he knows I'm indestructible. Oh! Then again,
that was also quite beautiful, mm-hmm. And that's why I have to do this after each piece.
Do something really stupid to conjunction.
When is the next concert of these? New York Circle.
The New York Composer Circle is on April 5th. That's a Sunday. It's Palm Sunday.
2009, for those of you in the future.
2009, yes. And it's on Palm Sunday from
so bring a palm.
At 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I didn't bring the list of performers the composers. I see Don
that's
Hagar
okay,
is on a program.
It's at St. Mark's Church. That's all they need to know.
Yeah.
Bring your checkbook.
Yeah, right.
Let's look at one more. You have a piano duo for 2 pianos. Talk about this piece.
No, this is a four-hand piano piece.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Stupid Charles.
Shut up! Ow! So.
Kyung Ah is on the piano, and Soyeon Kim is the other pianist. I wrote this and dedicated to
excuse
them.
Me. Will you stop it, Gene?
Come on, I'm telling them about these piano players.
Yeah,
jeez, come on, really? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, he can't hold himself back. Let's see. So this is in 3 movements. Lento, of course, slow. Semplice is simple. And prestissimo is fast. Now there's...
German?
Sometimes it's fast and sometimes it's slow.
Sometimes I rhyme quick, sometimes I rhyme slow. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Oh, yeah. Funky white boy.
By the way, you rapping the other night was great. Sound Liberation, that was and who was
I'll
that?
Give you
who
a
is a guitar player?
Campelli, Arthur Campella.
What a great player!
Yes, another guest in the show. He was.
Yeah. Anyway, your rap thing is good. So I thought I was going to have to come here to prepare a rap for you.
You should. Here
yeah,
we
but
go.
I, but
here
I didn't.
Here we go.
But I didn't. So let's
his name is Eugene, and he's very clean. That's all I got. Thank you.
Charles is the gayest guy I've ever seen.
Piano duo for piano four hands. Again, from this live... Shut up! From this live concert at Merkin Concert Hall in 2004.
Sorry,
it's just not funny.
I know, but I'll just do it.
Here on Noise Punk and Ask Crooner.
Thank you.
In your face, in your in the end there, piano duo.
The money shot.
The you know oh, that means that has a lot of meanings to that piano duo for piano forehands by our guest Eugene McBride. That was both two pianists, Kyung Yu and Soyeon Kim. Stop it! I knew you were going to do that.
Do anything.
He's playing a pentatonic scale.
What's wrong? It's a blues.
Yeah,
well, I'm going back to Memphis. All right?
Yes. Gene, thank you for coming on the show. Just tell us, what have you got coming up in the near distant future?
In the near distant future.
or the near or so distant.
Everything is perspective. April 5th, I talked about it before. Palm Sunday, 3 o'clock, St. Mark's in the Bowery Church. That's
in New York.
In New York City. 10th Street, East 10th Street, and 2nd Avenue, right in the corner there.
Right.
And Natalia Medvedovskaya is performing.
She was on the show.
Piece a la it's Bagatelle a la Chopin. That's Bagatelle, like baguette, you know, the French baguette and Bagatelle. Right.
Like you bag
it. So it's that. She's doing a wonderful job with that. She's a Vuksik, another composer member of NYCC, will be playing Nocturne. And that's dedicated to him. Mm-hmm. He played it in Argentina. He did a concert in Argentina, a couple of concerts. Anyway,
you play a dog concert in Argentina?
Come on, I'm announcing these people.
Yeah, right? I know, and I'm trying to disturb you.
I know. My concentration is easily disturbed.
I know. I want to see.
Maybe
that
I'm just easily disturbed.
Yes.
Anyway, yes.
Yes. So go
anyway,
on.
Anyway, and then David Holtzman is playing a piece called Stewart. This is written for James Stewart, who is wrote this for his birthday, and it's a very short piece, and it's very demanding. All of the piano pieces are, I'm thrilled to have these wonderful players. If it were not for NYCC, I don't know. This Nobody is a wonderful play. Thing to happen.
Well, those piano pieces should learn some manners and not be so demanding.
Anyway, Mr. McBride, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for having and here for being here. And here comes
the theme music. That's another show in the can of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
In the can. That's what I like to do.
And until next time,
noise
to you.
Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.